The Burt Show.
All right, Mo, what is life teaching you right now?
So I thought this was a very interesting question, and I saw it posed online, and a lot of people were writing in the comments, like, just simple, what is life teaching you right now? Whatever it is you're going through, it could be something that's funny, it could be something that's tough. It just, typically, if you stop at any point in your life and ask yourself, what is what I'm going through teaching me? It should help you really understand why you're going through what you're going through as opposed to just going through it.
Interesting.
So for me, when I thought that to myself, like, what am I really learning from life right now? It was patience, for sure. I think that sometime in life, especially when you're ambitious, when you're an overthinker, when you want to always constantly feel like you're accomplishing what you should be accomplishing, it's pretty easy. I always hear that comparison is the thief of joy. Sometimes you have a tendency to feel like you should be somewhere else, or maybe you should have something else, or you're watching what someone else has and feeling like you're just not in the place, you're not where you want to be. And most of the time, I've learned in those times, if you just have a little bit of patience, things tend to always work out in the end. And I feel like when I took this trip to Africa, I watched how so many people found such joy in the lifestyle that they lived without Wi-Fi. There were days there was no water. There were days there were no power, and no one's energy changed. Everybody was still the same person, same happiness, same smiles, same everything. And it just, it just did something to me of, look at that. Like, you feel like you always just need something, need, but you typically have way more than you actually need. And if you're grateful and you have patience, life can turn around for you.
So let me piggyback on what you're saying right now, because my observation when I'm traveling also is a little bit tweaked from yours. The places that I go that don't have Wi-Fi, don't have electricity, where you just have kids on a beach that are playing soccer, or if they even don't have a soccer ball, they're kicking a can around, Mo said there's just as many smiles. I've actually noticed there's more.
That's fair.
Like,
that's
those
fair.
Countries seem like they are happier than we are here. You'd have to interpret exactly why, but sometimes less is more.
That's a valid point, because the first day that we got there and the power went out and the lights went out, and they told us, like, this is the whole island. Like, this is, there's nothing we can do right now. And it felt, the initial feeling was like, we're on vacation and we're not going to have water and power and Wi-Fi. And, yeah. You know what I mean? But then when I saw how everybody else was handling it, it was like, so what? Just enjoy being in Africa.
The woman that cuts my hair, Blanca, is from Honduras. And she says all the time that Americans need to travel to other countries to realize what we have in this country, because she hears so many Americans like taking for granted what we have here. And she's had to work through the system, and it was very difficult for her to get here. She's like, man, we got a lot of things here that people just take for granted.
Absolutely. So what would you guys say, like, in your lives right now, in your position, what is life teaching you right now?
I would say life is teaching me two things. I think life throws a lot of stuff at you, and it's up to you to decipher how you want to receive it. So first, I think life is teaching me that I need to focus on my health right now. So I'm starting to take that more seriously as far as getting to the bottom of these UTIs and getting like hormones checked and stuff like that. Because I'm actually starting to feel my age, and ew, nobody wants to do that. Gross. And then the second thing is to be more present, especially for my child. Mm. I am going to say something that I even hate to admit. It was like a knife to the gut, and it was a huge wake-up call. The other day, we were in the kitchen, and I was on my phone doing something completely not important. And Jimmy goes, Mama, put your phone down.
Oh, wow. He just stabbed you in the soul.
And I was like, he's right. I need to start putting my phone down. And so I did. And then later that night, my husband and my son went into his playroom, and we had a jam session with his instruments, just the three of us, no phones. And it was like, this is what I need to like focus on.
You could have turned that around on him and said, you know, this is on you, Jimmy. You should be on your phone more. That could have been his lesson. How about you, Abby?
For me, I think the word enough is used a lot in your 20s, especially when you're a woman in your 20s. Like, am I doing enough? Am I thin enough? Am I pretty enough? And as I get closer to 30, because I turn 27 next week, I can start to feel my brain start to calcify in the way that a lot of 30-year-olds say that your brain changes when you get to 30, where everyone thinks that your 20s are the time of your life because you're single and you're free and, you know, you can go out to bars and all of that. And then when people say they get to their 30s, they're a little bit more even keeled. They feel a little bit more set in who they are, secure and not worrying if they're enough. They just really like who they are. So I feel I can start to feel it. I don't think I'm quite there yet, but I'm starting to get to the phase of my life where I stop seeing everything that I'm lacking and I just see myself as a human and what I actually have and not focus so much on where I'm going.
Good for you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That is good.
Mine is similar to yours, I think, and I've told you guys about what I'm trying to work through now also, and that's slowing down. I've just been grinding my whole life, right? Just going from one thing to the other to the other. And through therapy and maturity, I'm realizing why. Because sometimes just sitting there, then you have to really think about the things that are going on in your life. So I think I've grinded and moved so fast without stopping over the years that me just sitting down in the middle of the day and maybe turning a TV show on, which for me was unheard of before. It felt like such a waste of time. I should be outside. I should be in the gym. I should be doing something productive. But sometimes not doing anything productive at all is kind of productive.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I think that's what I'm going through right now.
To recharge, it's very important to recharge your battery.
And there's one that's more superficial than that. I have been encouraged to not dye my hair anymore.
Ooh.
So I've done that for the last 6 weeks, and I got my hair cut short yesterday, and I realized how incredibly gray it is this morning, and I don't want to believe it. That's my real struggle this morning. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.